computer in for repairs, let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, October 8, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As you heard at the bottom of the hour news, there's finally going to be a debate in the U.S. Senate. Rogers Slotkin, Republican Democrat, are going to hold a televised debate today. Finally get to see Mike Rogers debate somebody. Finally get to see Elisa Slotkin debate somebody. Both of them, the front runners early on, refused to participate in any debates before the August 6th primary. Because of Donald Trump's endorsement, Mike Rogers easily won the Republican nomination. Slotkin, the hand-chosen one, even though she had people running against her, didn't bother to answer questions in front of the public against the other candidates. She raised a ton of money, $24 million and growing. Rogers has raised over $5.5 million, according to his last campaign finance report, but two PACs have come out and have agreed to sign up and have bought $30 million worth of campaign TV ads. Perhaps if they have a commercial break tonight during the debate, you'll probably see some of these commercials during the debate. If you're watching college football games on Saturdays, you're going to see them. If you're following the Lions, the NFL, you're going to see them. If you're going to watch playoff baseball, we've already seen them. The ads are coming, and it is going to be an onslaught of political ads. Harris are running ads, campaign. Trump's campaign is running ads, attacks, negative ads, positive ads. What to believe? What to believe? In talking to political consultants, people who have been doing this a long time, they believe the top of the ticket is going to be key. Honestly, they believe that by the time we get through these $30 million in ads from Rogers' supporters, his two PACs, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Slotkin, state representatives, I can't believe the amount of money that Betsy Kofia and Lisa Trombley, the Republican, for the 103rd State House seat up here in northern Michigan. Parts of Traverse City, Grand Traverse County, Leelanau County. It's amazing how much money they're spending. Social media. You want to go to your Facebook page? You want to go to your Twitter X account? It doesn't matter. You're going to see the ads. They are sponsoring ads on social media. If you want to watch a YouTube video, you're going to see pop-up ads, because you are targeted based on your location as to where you're looking and viewing at these YouTube ads, whether it be your phone, whether it be your laptop, your computer at home, whatever, it doesn't matter. They know where you're at, where you're accessing the internet, and they're going to send you those ads. You're going to see them. But the one thing that absolutely checkmates this entire process is information. Information, facts, numbers. The Pags video is the best video I've seen so far in a long time when it comes to elections. 9 specific indexes of different items, areas of your life, food prices, inflation, gas prices, rent, mortgage rates, all of it laid out in a short 2-minute and 42-second video. Now, this is targeted specifically for what Trump did 4 years as being president, followed by 4 years of Biden-Harris. And the fact that he has this video available for you to get from me is going to be your number one way of getting information out to those low propensity voters. Deer hunters, people that go to church, family, friends, coworkers, even people you actually do go to church with, perhaps yourself. Different groups you're involved in. How many of you old guys listening to me out there right now go to McDonald's on a regular basis to have coffee with the boys? Raise your hand. No, don't do that. I can't see them anyway. The point is, this information needs to be shared. And listen, you've got Democrats that you have coffee with. Some of the good old boys, perhaps they're veterans, perhaps they're just retired, perhaps they're former union workers. This is not a Republican-Democrat video. This is a fact-based video with numbers from real institutions that track this information. Well, I'm not going to play the PAGS video for a Democrat. His head will explode. Excuse me. You don't know that, number one. You may think it, but if he's reasonable enough to meet with you for coffee at McDonald's on a regular basis, maybe, just maybe, he's willing to at least look at 2 minutes and 42-second video and think about it. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to vote for Donald Trump because you played this video. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you don't know for sure where he's at. Maybe he's just as much as fed up as you are when it comes to the price of gasoline, diesel for the pickup truck, food prices. It's to the point now, people, that the grocery stores are putting prices on things, and honestly, they don't even care about the laws. They don't even care about whether or not you want to pay for it or not. They're raising their prices, and if you don't like it, so sad, too bad. I'll give you a perfect example. In Michigan, we have a monopoly on alcohol. It's called the Liquor Control Commission. They regulate liquor in the state of Michigan. How do I know this? Because I am a connoisseur of Kentucky bourbon. I've watched documentaries on it. I understand it. I know it very, very well. I am an expert when it comes to bourbon, especially Kentucky bourbon. A local store in Antrim County, just up the road from us, roughly about 8 miles away, has my bourbon that I like drinking. It's got great taste. It's lower alcohol. It's a lower proof. Evan Williams 1783 small batch is what I have determined that I want to consume on a regular basis to be able to go to sleep at night. Turn off my brain. 2 fingers, I go to sleep. It's that simple. Well, the owner of that store is supposed to be selling the 750 milliliter small bottles. The State Liquor Control Commission has set that price at $24.99 for a fifth of this Kentucky bourbon. Smaller bottle, not the big jumbo bottles, the 1.75 liter bottles, the 750 mLs. I went into the store the other day. I needed some. I was out. I couldn't make it to my favorite bourbon store down in Elk Rapids, right there on US 31. The liquor store on the west side of the street, that is the best, absolutely the best liquor store in northern Michigan, bar none. They've got every wine, they've got every whiskey, they've got every bourbon, they've got every tequila, vodka, whatever you're looking for. Great store, love it. $24.99 there. I go into this other store, I'm not going to mention the name. They had a different price slip over top of the state issued one by the Michigan Liquor Control Commission, $35.99. I called the manager over and I said, excuse me, this bourbon is marked wrong. He said, I know, I've had other people tell me as well. The owner doesn't care. I'm like, what do you mean the owner doesn't care? Well, it's a very popular bourbon. It is sponsoring Major League Baseball during the playoff games. People are seeing the ads are coming in and wanting to buy it. So he's raised the price. I go, he can't do that. Liquor in Michigan is controlled by the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. They have priced this 750 ml bottle of this Kentucky bourbon to be $24.99. He goes, I know. He doesn't care. Nobody's going to tell me how to price my bourbons. Excuse me. Liquor Control Commission across the state, no matter what store you go to, if you get a 750 ml of Evan Williams small batch, 1783, it's $24.99. The guy's making 11 bucks and he doesn't care. He's gouging the public. If I cared enough, if I wanted to complain enough, I could actually contact Lansing, the Liquor Control Commission, and have them go in and check it out. And he would be fined for doing what he's doing. Again, we have a monopoly in Michigan. But that's my point. Maybe, just maybe, this Democrat that you're having coffee with is fed up with this crap. He's fed up with the prices of groceries and maybe his favorite bourbon. Show him the PAGS video. He might surprise you. Even though he's a full-blown union retired worker, he may vote for Donald Trump. He may vote straight Republican ticket. Because I know a lot of the Democrats are fed up with this as well. Just saying, you got to try. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
A veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. A Pfizer insider, a drug company employee, Pfizer, breaks a whistleblower story revealing that vaccinated people who took the Pfizer vaccine for COVID-19, the China virus, will very soon start, quote, bleeding from every orifice, end quote. Heart issues, vascular issues, blood flow are going to lead to these problems with people. Why? Because the COVID vaccinated individuals now have in their bodies dormant nanopathogens. These particular nanopathogens can be activated accidentally from exposure to 18 gigahertz signals from the 5G networks that are now installed around the country. According to a Pfizer insider who reveals that once triggered, these pathogens can cause catastrophic health effects, ranging from sudden heart and brain explosions to uncontrollable bleeding from every orifice. Vascular pressures, blood pressures could be elevated to the point of rupturing. Strokes, that of course is the blood clots, things that go to the brain. Heart attacks or flat out internal bleeding could occur. Now you got to remember back in the day when we were fighting from getting these 5G towers installed across the state of Michigan, the legislators didn't want to hear about it. Why? Because they got campaign contributions from the 5G companies, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint at the time. All of them donated to elected officials. They bribed Washington, they bribed Lansing, and they even spent money at the local level pressing for the rights to install these 5G towers in easements of people's properties, whether they wanted it or not, because they claimed that they needed to get information available to people via high-speed technologies known as 5G networks. I carry a 5G phone. I have a 5G laptop that I'm speaking to you through right now. I'm connected via a 5G internet connection. But guess what? It doesn't affect me because I never got vaccinated. Oh, yeah. I'm saying it for the record. I'm unvaccinated. I have never taken a flu vaccine. I have never taken any vaccine since I've been an adult except for one. The only one I did is the shingles vaccine. It was a two-shot process. You got the first shot. You waited, I believe, 3 months, 6 months, went back for the second one. My mother, God bless her, now 89 years old, had severe outbreak of shingles. I saw the sores on her back, on her arms. And I said right then and there, I am a lot like my mom when it comes to bloodlines. I am not going to go through shingles. So I went and got that one. But that's it. When the doctors ask me, you up to date on your flu vaccine? Yep, good to go. No problems here. Yes, I lie to my doctor. Not interested, not going to do it. Not going to take it. And others that I know, good personal friends that have taken and been forced to in some situations to get the China virus vaccine, quote unquote, even though it's not a vaccine. It does not have the COVID China virus COVID-19 in it. It was an experimental mRNA treatment. Well, now they're finding that these dormant nanopathogens can be activated by too much exposure or just the right kind of exposure to the 18 gigahertz signal that comes from 5G networks. If you have been vaccinated, you are going to have to be very careful about going around those 5G towers. If you know where they're located, make sure you stay away from them. The farther away you can get from these things, the better. But this whistleblower is saying that this is going to cause catastrophic health effects, ranging from sudden heart and brain explosions to uncontrollable bleeding, internal bleeding. Just be aware of this. That's it for the first hour of today's show. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy.